This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Have you saved the mix text line in your phone yet? It's the same number that you call in. 414-432-1099. Because then you can ask us your questions anonymously for Text Roulette. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. It's Elizabeth. That's Radar. Hey. Let's spin the wheel.
23.
See what question we land on this morning. Hit and refresh.
23. What's it say?
This is a question about weddings and bachelor parties.
Oh, they go together hand in hand, don't they?
They usually do.
Well, I mean, like, with no problems. Okay.
Here's the question.
Oh.
Would you uninvite someone to your wedding if they were out of control at your fiancé's bachelor party? Something went down.
Well, how can you do that?
They're upset. I just imagine they're talking to the fiance. They're out.
Does this texter say
they are not invited? They can't be trusted. They can't control themselves.
Okay.
They can't control their alcohol. Right. They're out.
And you didn't know this beforehand? You waited? What if the bachelor party was like a week before? You can't just turn around and say, hey, you're not invited.
Wait, I'm messaging back.
Well, yeah. Find out what happened here, first of all.
Hang on. What?
I mean, if it's illegal, I get it. Okay, you don't want them at your wedding, but how bad could it be?
All I said was, what did they do?
Yeah, how bad could it be if somebody, that happened at the bachelor party? Don't want you at my wedding. Well, you've already invited this person, or bachelorette party, whatever.
Not knowing anything more than just what the question is?
Yeah.
Yeah, uninvite them.
No, you cannot do that.
Yeah, you can. It's your wedding day. You can do whatever you want on your wedding day.
No.
If this person cannot be trusted,
that's wrong.
There's boundaries.
Here's the deal.
Boundaries. If you don't want the drama on your wedding day, which you don't want drama on your wedding day,
then you shouldn't have invited this person in the first place. You had to have known.
Maybe the bachelor party was a big test, and I'm sure that they probably do have an idea. I can't, if they're thinking about uninviting the guests to the wedding, that says so much that they probably know this person is be around other people.
There's
and
your
can't
answer.
Keep it together.
Then why'd you invite them in the first place? First of all, you sent them 3 months ago. You sent them save the date. Okay, I'll save the date. And then you sent 6 weeks ago. You sent, here's the invite. You plus one. Okay, we're coming. Bought a gift.
But think about people that are at the wedding. You have people from work there.
Yeah.
Grandma's there.
Sure.
Friends you haven't seen in years. You don't want to have nonsense. That's why I messaged her. What did they do?
Yeah,
would you
exactly.
uninvite someone to your wedding if they were out of control at fiance's bachelorette party?
How bad could it be that you need to say, you're not invited?
If you're the person that sent this in, please text me back. I want to know what's going on.
We have to know. We got to have some backstory here. Not just, what was the text again?
Would you uninvite someone to your wedding if they were out of control at fiance's bachelorette party? Gone.
Bachelorette party?
No, fiance's bachelor party.
Oh, okay. Bachelor party.
Gone.
Come on. You have to know exactly what's happening at bachelor party. Sometimes people get out of control. You just have, it's a party.
They texted back.
Okay, let's do it. What do we got?
They cheated on their girlfriend on the trip is all it says. Okay, but that's, there had to be more to that.
They cheated on
the girlfriend? But maybe they're friends with the girlfriend.
So? Wait a minute. Does the girlfriend know? Now we need all these answers.
That's where I'm coming from too.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Does the girlfriend know?
Girlfriend know.
See what they say.
Okay, what do you all think here with this? 414-432-1099. Text, call, join this conversation. We have a little bit of information.
So on the bachelor party trip, this person cheated on the girlfriend. Now they
responded. They responded.
Oh, thank you for listening and for engaging in the show
right
away.
This is so exciting.
When you send these in.
I'm saying this exciting because this is like real time. It was so exciting.
Exciting for who? Right.
Okay. Not for them, but we're getting information.
Okay.
Yes. Right. And it was bad. So the person cheated on their girlfriend on the bachelor trip.
Okay.
Girlfriend knows and it was bad.
So they're uninviting this person to the wedding.
Drama. Don't have drama at your wedding. I stand by that. Uninvite them.
And the girlfriend knows that the cheating happened. So
haven't you all seen some crazy things that have happened at bachelor and bachelorette parties?
Yeah.
People think, oh, this is my chance to cut loose. I'm going to go crazy.
And there's a line, though, that you cross.
There is a line that you cross.
And that's way too far. That's way too far. Absolutely.
So now that you know this information, Radar, where do you stand? Would you uninvite someone to your wedding if they were out of control at fiance's bachelorette party? And they responded with, they cheated on their girlfriend on the trip. The girlfriend knows, and it was bad.
Would you still invite the girlfriend? If they're friends with it? That's what I'm trying to say. She was cheated on, like a peace offering. Right, but you mentioned that
you're still invited. You can bring a new plus one.
Yeah, because there's drama, though. Is she going to bring
the
that drama?
The girlfriend didn't do anything wrong here.
But is she going to bring that drama to the wedding? Do you want to invite both? Because I'm kind of on your side.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. Now
I started with, no, you can't do it. And now I find out the backstory and
it's not something you want at your wedding day.
I think you're right, Elizabeth.
Now that I find out a little bit more, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Do you send an uninvite in the mail? I don't know how to do that.
Cancel the date, not save the date.
Yeah.
Delete the date.
You're out. Sorry. You call and text and just say, hey, because of what happened, you're not invited.
Okay, we have another question, though, that came through here to the text line. Are either of them in the wedding? I'm going to send that back because that is a really valid question too.
Do it up.
But if they're in the wedding, that's even worse because then there is way more drama.
And they're standing up together, and she knows that he, I guess, cheated. I mean, it doesn't really say he or she, but really,
are they in the wedding? He's in the wedding. They just responded. Okay, so he's standing up. The girlfriend is not in the wedding.
Why does this get like messier and messier?
Out.
Here, I thought, really?
Out. Nobody is saying, no one can think that this makes sense to have them in the wedding.
Wait.
No, it's a mess.
Who's the other bridesmaid going to stand up with if this dude's out? You're just going to pick somebody off the, hey, sorry, we didn't invite you to stand up.
Everyone has that third tier friend or random cousin.
Oh, yeah. So you're an afterthought. I'm sorry, but
everybody
does. Can you just do us a solid and step in?
Everybody does. You know, two bridesmaids could walk in together. In this day and age, you can do anything with weddings.
That's very true. That's very true.
You can do anything with weddings. This one I feel like is solved, unless you think we're looking at this differently. 414-432-1099. Would you uninvite someone to your wedding if they were out of control at your fiance's bachelor party? We have learned from the listener. They cheated on their girlfriend on the trip. Girlfriend knows it was bad, and he is supposed to be in the wedding. Gone.
And I'm kind of on your boat there. I'm jumping in and saying, yeah, I think this person needs to be gone. What do you think, everybody? Give us a call or a text, 414-432-1099.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's Text Roulette with Elizabeth and Radar. It's The Mix. And we're talking about, would you uninvite someone to your wedding if they were out of control at your fiancé's bachelor party? Well, a lot has transpired here while the commercials and the music have been playing because I've been messaging with this Mix listener who sent the question in. And I have more info for all of you. So when we asked, okay, what did they do at the fiancé's bachelor party that's so bad? And we also know this is a bride. It's a female.
Okay.
She said that they cheated on their girlfriend on the trip. We asked, does the girlfriend know? Yes. And it was bad. And then we asked, are they in the wedding? The response, he is.
But not the girlfriend.
Not the girlfriend.
That he cheated on. Okay.
Then the question was, are they still together? Answer, they are.
They're still together?
For now, frown face was sent.
Okay. And I was saying, Elizabeth, your side was...
Uninvite. Drama.
Don't
have it on your wedding day. Don't be stressed out.
Before I knew
boundaries.
This happened and this
let
guy...
Let me. Let y'all have your situation and your drama, but you're not going to be bringing that and infiltrating that into the wedding day.
Yeah. And before that, I was like, you know what, though? I don't know. I didn't know the guy was in the wedding party and standing up. And I was like... You can't just uninvite somebody all of a sudden. Well, now it's kind of like going on your side saying, no, you can't uninvite them. Or you shouldn't uninvite them. Forget it. Okay? Well, now we've got some text messages that are kind of saying the opposite. Like, have her date, the girlfriend's date stand up, the bride, as long as the bride and groom are okay with it. The date is about the bride and groom, not the attendants. I think she should let it be. Elizabeth, you were just saying, let it be. Let them. It can be messy and disruptive to tell people what to do and what not to do. Like, you're not in the wedding anymore. You're uninvited. That would just cause more drama trying to stay away from that situation. And then continue the wedding. If the husband wants him there, most likely, why not continue having him in the wedding? So there are some people saying, no, don't start changing things. That happened in their life. We need to have our wedding without any drama.
Okay, but context clues. It sounds like this is a bad situation before the bachelor party even happened.
Oh.
That this is so easily being brought up to say, no, they're not coming. That's just what tells me that this is one of those friends. Oh, there's always drama when Joe's around or whoever the name is. And they don't want any part of it.
Well, how about this text? Because we're wondering if this has happened to anybody else and how did you handle it? Have them be grateful they don't need to chase guests out of their wedding like I did, .. Tell us more. Why did you have to chase somebody out of your... Chase them out of the wedding? You get going. You get going right now. What happened
Every
at the wedding?
Single one of you has been to a wedding where there is that one thing that happens that you still talk about to this day. One of my cousins had a fight breakout between one of the groomsmen, the groom... They're not married anymore. And a guest at the wedding. And then my other cousin, who's a police officer, had to flash her badge to be like, cops, cops, break it up, break it up. And out of all the relatives, this was the least suspecting wedding I would have ever had that it would have been a fight at the wedding. I felt for my cousin, who was absolutely mortified that this happened there. But this still gets talked about to this day. When everyone's just having a good time, music's playing, and then back by the bar, a fight breaks out. Like, what? How? We don't even, still to this day, don't even know what the heck happened, of who said what, or how a fight even happened at a wedding.
When I stood up in my sister's wedding.
And nobody wants that on their wedding, because these are the things that people talk about years later.
When I stood up in my sister's wedding, I was 16. There was the rumor, and everybody was talking about it. And, you know, being 16, you're like, whoa, really? They did? But it was two single people. There was a hookup in the parking lot.
And what's up?
Right, right. And it's like, oh, cool. Well, no, because that took away from the wedding. That took away from Brenda's wedding. You can't do that. You can't do that. Now everyone's talking about that instead of the wedding because it happened during the reception. And I was like,
okay.
And here's me going.
So if we're going to share
what happened
stories
in the car? And my mom. They were just kissing. Nope. Now I find out as I'm older, I'm like, they weren't just doing that.
If we're going to share wedding stories, I was at a wedding down in Kansas City, and the maid of honor was now the matron of honor. She had gotten married 3 weeks before, and her husband had to travel, and she was not with her husband.
Oh,
that day it was another groomsman.
Oh boy!
And I know everyone's like, "Didn't this girl just get married?" This was years ago. They're not together anymore. Shocking. The stories are kind of fun to tell. So maybe you do want the drama at your wedding.
Yes.
No, you don't want the drama at your wedding.
What kind of drama?
I still stand by this.
And why?
No, uninvite. Or sit him. Or here's the other deal. Sit him down and say, hey,
dude,
zero tolerance. Something goes sideways, Uncle Butch is going to show up and you're going to be removed. Everyone's got an Uncle Butch. Uncle Bruce. Mine, it would have been my Uncle Rick.
Mine's Uncle Bud.
R.I.P. Uncle Rick. It would have been Uncle Rick. He would have been the one to be like, Uncle Rick, get him out of here.
Gone. Chase him out. Just like that. This is why I've told my daughters, go ahead and elope. Let's just go get married. I don't want these stories happening at your wedding.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.